Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we age, we often like to tell ourselves that we're only as old as we feel. But as Katherine Haslam, associate professor of psychology at the University of Exeter, explains, attitudes about aging can go a long way in determining how well we age.
Shakespeare's observation about age and intellect, when the age is in, the wit is out, seems to have been correct. We now have evidence that people primed to think of themselves as older perform worse on tests of mental and physical ability. But Shakespeare's critical insight may not have been to link age with a lack of wit, but rather to observe that this link is contingent upon when. It is only when age is salient, or when we self-categorise as older, that performance declines. Our research develops this insight by showing the profound effects that categorising oneself as older, when combined with expectations about ageing, has on clinical test performance. We ask people between the ages of 60 to 70 years to think of themselves as either younger or older than others in our research. Within each age group, half were told that aging was associated with memory decline, and the remainder that it was associated with a generalized decline. Before receiving this information, all performed perfectly normally on tests of mental ability. But afterwards, those encouraged to categorize as older showed a marked decline. The most striking was among people who both categorized as older and believed aging was associated with a generalized decline. 70% met the criterion for dementia diagnosis on a standard clinical screening test, compared to 14% in the remaining conditions. So while we only see performance decline when we self-categorize as older, that decline can be profound. Importantly, the problem does not lie in the tests themselves. Rather, it's the impact that self-categorizing as older has on us in responding to the test that's critical. Awareness of these consequences is important, but more work is needed to determine how to optimize performance in clinical contexts and reduce the risk of misdiagnosis.
That was Katherine Haslam of the University of Exeter. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. What's my age again? What's my age again?